Here with Senator John Kyle of Arizona, the minority whip of the Senate, talking about deficits and health care and bipartisanship in Washington.
The White House summit on health care and the nods that are being made towards bipartisanship. Do you suspect an honest, good faith outreach, or do you suspect a political gambit to kind of take away some of the Republican objections to the Obama agenda? What do you see at work here?
I'll give you a little clue. Monday, yesterday, the AP had a story. White House spokesmen were quoted as saying that the president did not want to, quote, start over, and that he was adamant that a comprehensive bill such as that passed in the House and Senate needed to be passed. Now, if that's the precondition for these meetings, we have a problem.
Given the Democratic control of all three branches in this debate right now, why is it not appropriate for the president to say, start with the bill we have, we will take some Republican ideas? Let's say you get tort reform and some decent small business health care or something.
It's a good question, and here's the answer. As Olympia Snow has said many times, this is a bill like a ball of yarn. And you can't just pick out a piece of the yarn or insert a piece. It's all wound up together, and it's comprehensive. It deals with the entire healthcare delivery system and insurance and private market. The public sector takes over a great deal of the insurance business and so on, and it's huge in its scope and cost. The Republican approach is totally different. It's to identify the specific problems and target specific solutions to those problems. Step by step. It is not comprehensive. It will not do everything that the president's bill purports to do. And I say that because I don't think his bill does what he claims it does, but purports to do. So they're two totally different approaches. And that's why he couldn't turn our bill into a comprehensive bill any more than we could give him an idea or two to put in his bill. They're two totally different approaches.
An outside observer might think, well, a comprehensive bill, even though you don't agree with it, let's say a major concession on something you've wanted for so long, like a meaningful medical malpractice reform on a Democratic bill. You're in the minority. You have 41. Hey, that's a lot more than you should have gotten. Be happy with it. Cooperate.
Well, that is an example of one thing that basically could be parachuted in. But if you're talking about the Republican objections to the bill, they reflect the public's objections to the bill. We would not be true to our constituents if we took this comprehensive bill and tried to, quote, fix it. The public has already said they don't want this 2,400-page, $2.5 trillion bill. They don't like that approach. So our ask of the president is, you've heard the people speak. You should have heard them speak anyway. Listen to what they're telling you. Don't try this big comprehensive approach. Let's do it one step at a time. In fact, I've seen polls that actually use that language, and that's what people support, which happens to be what we're saying, and it's not just by coincidence. We're listening to the people and trying to reflect what they're saying.
One other issue I wanted to ask you about is, as it relates to bipartisanship, is the president's debt commission. Since the debt commission failed here in the Senate, that would have had some statute, not statutory teeth, but forced you all to vote anyway. There has been reluctance so far amongst the Republicans to participate until they see details. How should the public interpret that when the president of the United States says, let's have a bipartisan commission, we'll all sit down and talk about the debt and the deficit, and there's hesitation? How should
But it's his bipartisan commission. And the Republicans say, we're all for bipartisanship. What does the public want? They want us to reduce spending. You ask him, do you want us to inflate our way out of this? No. Do you want us to increase taxes? No. Do you want us to lower spending? Yes. So have a commission that says, first of all, let's identify all of the spending that we can cut and do that, and then see where we are.
On the commission, finally, if the president were to make a public statement saying spending is on the table, we intend to go after spending, would that help? Or
who believes Barack Obama saying spending cuts are on the table? You know, the American people would laugh at that one. After what he's proposed in spending and his budget, that would not stand the laugh test. Let's go home before we get snowed in, guys.
This jobs bill.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.